Welcome back, nerds. This is your mother. Fuck it, I'm leaving it. Welcome back to the Blade Runner Minute.
The podcast where we discuss the movie Blade Runner.
Which ones?
1 minute at a time. I'm Sandra, and I think that's Pete, unless he's lost his mind and he's now one of his other personalities. And we're discussing minute 30.
I'm okay now.
You okay? Sure you're okay?
I'm okay. You want me to do the thing?
Do the thing.
All right. Minute 30 starts with Roy continuing his interrogation of Hannibal Chu, and it ends with Chu throwing Sebastian under the bus. Somebody named Sebastian.
Yeah.
You got some notes? You want to start?
I got a lot of notes.
You want to go?
You go. I like to play off of your craziness.
Chu's freezing to death. Mm-hmm. He's literally dying. He says, cold. They don't care. Leon's behind him, placing eyes on his shoulders.
Squishing some of them. Moving them. You can hear the slurp of the eye.
And you hear Roy say, questions.
Questions.
Because the previous minute he said morphology and uh-huh. stuff like that. Okay, so this one is just...
Questions.
He says, I don't have answers. Who does?
He says, I don't know answers.
Don't know answers.
Who does?
And he does say, who does?
Mm-hmm.
Tyrell.
Tyrell knows everything.
Tyrell Corporation.
And then they go, he's big boss.
Sebastian can take
big
you there.
Big genius. He designed your mind. He goes, and then he says cold. And then he starts whispering cold again. But here's what I noticed during all this cold. And you don't notice this unless you've watched this movie 1,000 times.
What'd you notice?
He's breathing out. Chu is breathing out this vapor because it's so cold. He has, like, you know, like that steam. Like, when you're doing that when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
Batty and Leon don't.
Don't have the breath?
None of the breath that shows how cold it is. Having this weight to them being more machine than human, that they don't have to breathe.
Yeah, that's always interesting. Little details like
but
that.
But Leon squishing these eyeballs. You know, this movie makes so much about eyes.
Oh, and good. We didn't even talk about this. That's the last note I added.
Tell me your note, and then I got like a
talk about
whole page
eyes.
Of
no,
notes.
I just wanted to talk about them because I really have a question about the eyes. Because the movie starts.
I don't have answers.
Basically, with a giant eye, they're in a room with an eye maker. The first time we meet Leon, he's hooked up to a machine that just shows us a close up of his eye. Deckard interviewed Rachel as a close up of the eye. I think Rachel's eyes turn red. At a certain point in that interview,
there was an orange-red glow.
Remember, right, which is a telltale sign of a replicant in this movie, supposedly. So eyes everywhere, eyes, and I'm probably leaving out
the eyes. There's a ton of them, actually.
10 or 12.
Eyes are really, really important in this movie.
Do you want my take on it?
Yeah, and then I'll tell you all the stuff I have.
Okay. Eyes are the windows to the soul.
Yes.
We're told.
Yes.
But every eye we've seen has been a replicant's eye so far.
Every eye up close.
Every eye that's up close, every eye that's being focused on, we're making eyes for replicants.
Okay, so what's
we're
your
showing...
question?
I guess the director or the writer or both are trying to... No, I don't have a question.
You said you had a question. You started
Did I
this
say
whole
that?
Line of thought with...
So much focus is being put on the robot's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But robots aren't supposed to have souls.
They're still receptors, right?
But is this...
Eyes are receptors, a sensory receptor.
Well, I could be completely off, but is this... So he's trying to say that the robots have souls. And we should leave them alone and not kill them, not retire them.
So that's where your conclusion comes to.
That's as far as I got with it, but I could be wrong. What
so
do you think?
So I had a lot of train of thought. The eyes.
What'd you do, your fancy book reading on
yes.
the internet?
Go no, ahead. I was thinking how the eyes have it, right?
Oh, like I
the
I,
eyes
for
have
a vote?
It, right. Because the eyes have it. So what's the it? The it would be the humanness, right? If eyes are the windows to our soul, eyes are... our humanness. So now they're looking at these eyes and judging them by it. They're using the VK to look at the eye and judge them, whether you're human. They're literally judging. They're just telling you, I can see in your eyes that you have no soul. So we have this man who designs eyes and it shows them the way. He designs eyes and he shows them the way of where they're going next.
In life, you mean
yeah, their next step is to go to Sebastian to get to Tyrell. Like, he's showing them the way. Then you have Tyrell, who has myopic vision. He has these giant, like, Coke bottle glasses because he's short-sighted and he can't see the way without help of a device, a machine, for lack of better words. He can't see past a certain point and needs help. Mm. He needs the machines to better himself, whether it's the glasses or the actual replicants, right? So his myopia, he's short-sighted and doesn't see. So he designs something like Rachel, which is the next step where it's hard to tell whether she's a replicant or a human, right?
Right.
And he doesn't see if it could be a problem later. And I thought that was really, really important because this whole movie keeps going through eyes. There's so many eyes in it.
I also wrote down production notes, ice effects, liquid in jar, lighting, etc. Was I telling myself to look this up and then I failed to do so?
Yes, because you give me homework that you get mad when I don't do. Mm-hmm. You give yourself homework and you don't do it and you still give yourself a check plus.
Hannibal Chu died in iWorld. It's iWorks. Mm-hmm. But I still put iWorld.
Tell me about the rest of your notes. What else you got?
He froze to death. They left him there.
Yes, we know that.
And they locked him in.
Uh-huh.
And he died. How do you know?
I watched the same movie as you.
He didn't die in the movie.
Well, he clearly had to have died.
No, what clearly? He could just walk out of the door that wasn't locked to safety. But he died there. Yeah, his body... And James Hong said that there was an unfilmed scene there that they wrote where Chu's dead body, his frozen dead body, is knocked over and it shatters to pieces.
I feel like I've heard that before.
Well, I've seen that in a couple other movies before. What do you mean, that him specifically?
Yeah, or... I feel like I've heard that. I must have read it somewhere and just didn't notice.
All right, so T2 has the guy frozen that falls over.
But he's metal.
And did they do that in Demolition Man? Didn't they freeze Wesley Snipes? And then Stallone swings on a chain and kicks him and he shatters?
I don't know, I haven't seen the end of that movie in a while. I've seen beginning half of it a lot, but not the end.
Or maybe Wesley Snipes froze somebody and then swings on a chain. I'm just going to move on and leave this one there.
So tell me about the video game.
In the video game...
That's where we get his first name, right?
Yeah. Hannibal Chu lives next to the person who makes replicant skin.
So it's like a... So
his name is Muraji.
So wait, so there's like a corridor of... An alley of all the pieces that make up a replicant.
It's like a little gated community. Like
this. See, that's what I thought. Like, they all live on a compound and everyone has their station, but here they have them just, like, in the city street.
Well, you don't know what's next door to them.
It still doesn't feel right. Maybe those red lights that reminded me of Hal were, like, security bots marking where the, like, the Tyrell makers are on the street.
You'd think they do a security for what, though? Because they didn't stop... Roy
just,
and Leon.
Just taking pictures to see who's coming and going.
Did you find out what that liquid was in the jar actually that they actually used on set?
That was not part of my homework assignment.
Did you find out what the eyeballs actually are?
No, did you? Because I didn't that wasn't my homework either.
I also wrote edit out ums and wow.
Who said wow?
I say wow every now and then when I'm listening to you, and I want to be heard because I'm an attention hog.
I haven't heard you say wow.
I'm in the background going, wow, yep, that's right. I'm like T-Pain.
Yeah.
I'm the T-Pain of the show.
You're the T-Pain of the show? You are the pain of the show, but I don't know if you're the T-Pain of the show. But it was right at the
Where are they headed
so
next?
Okay.
They got to go see J.F. Sebastian?
Yeah, but we don't know if that's who they're seeing next.
I think that's where they're going, man. They started at the Tyrell Corporation. They shot their way out of there.
Well, but that doesn't mean Leon that that's the next scene,
and then
right?
They go to Hannibal.
I don't think that this scene...
I'm saying, no, I don't mean about the scene.
Where
I
are these two characters
That's
going.
Where they're headed, definitely.
I don't know. We'll find out.
On the next episode of... The Blade Runner Minute! Such pain.